Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
A bombshell revelation. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, reportedly calling a Chinese official, telling that Chinese official the U.S. would not attack.
China's not an enemy. And I think that's important for people to clearly understand.
I would call General Milley a hero. He behaved in a heroic manner.
So I give him high marks for this based on what's described in the book.
We were in a period of extraordinary danger. I think General Milley is going to be treated very favorably by history.
Am I a hero? I really can't say, but yes.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You often hear people say they're worried about authoritarianism coming to America. Well, it's here. That's what this is.
If it is actually true, that's treason.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Biden is supposed to be speaking this hour, but it's some kind of Hispanic heritage thing. I don't think we'll take much of it live, but we'll run it. And I wonder if he's going to take any questions. I think they're going to say he made his statement. He has great confidence in General Milley, and he doesn't mind him tipping him off to anything the U.S. military does. He's a great American patriot, just like Hunter Biden. Here's a tweet. At best, Milley was acting every bit the authoritarian he believed Trump to be. At worst, he was toying with treason. An unelected bureaucrat cannot promise to protect a foreign adversary from the outgoing president he serves. Here's another one. Richard Grinnell said, I wish I could retweet this 1,000 times. This is from Adam Paul Laxalt, Nevada politician. They are magically producing a different reason to fire General Milley than the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. So is he coming on? We want to take him for a little bit. We'll just take him for a little bit before we do the chump line.
A new phase of the trilateral security cooperation among our countries. As Prime Minister Morrison and Prime Minister Johnson said, I want to thank.
Yeah, there's nothing here. He's just reading stuff. We'll go to the chump line here. The voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show.
I think General Milley's been eating a little too much Captain Crunch.
I think it takes more than Captain Crunch. Maybe he's dipping it in Ben and Jerry's ice cream with some peach schnapps on top. That's the only way you put on that kind of weight, I think.
I guess General Milley didn't get vaccinated for Trump derangement syndrome.
Is there a derangement? And if there is a vaccine for TDS, you definitely need a booster shot, especially if you live inside the Beltway. You need a booster shot every 24 hours, most likely. Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. 20 years after the attack on American citizens on our home soil, our embassy, which is our home soil in Afghanistan, is under Taliban control, while private groups like the NazareneFund.org continue their efforts to rescue those we left behind.
Newsom didn't win by a landslide. He won by a trunkful.
You knew the way it was going when you saw that report on the independent TV station out of L.A. All the Republicans were going to the polling places in the Valley, and they were being told that already voted. No Democrats were complaining, though, for some odd reason.
Did you also see how easy it was to see through the envelopes and see how people voted?
Yeah, I did see that. It was remarkable, wasn't it? And they only sent out 20 million mail-in ballots. I wonder what the turnout was overall. They were able to call the election, too, within minutes after the polling places closed, unlike in Boston, where the voting went on all night. The vote counting went on all night. There was There were stories, that there were rumors that the Boston voting was going to go the way of the 2020 presidential election, but it didn't work out that way. We'll talk more about that later.
Sure, General Milley's got a lot of medals, but I bet if you turned them over, I wonder how many of them would say made in China on the back.
Let's see. 937, a guy like Milley is why us old Rangers distrust officers. Yeah, I understand that. It's, you know, he's one of these people. What does Dan Bongino call the guys in the FBI that never were out on the street? Paper shufflers, I believe. Yeah, paper shufflers. He's a military version of a paper shuffler.
National Guard troops driving school buses. I thought we were supposed to keep them out of harm's way.
You know, in a sane society, the MBTA bus drivers would be the ones doing the work, because there's nobody riding the MBTA buses anymore, or not nearly as many as there were before the panic. But again, unions.
Did the White House get a cat without telling us? Or was it Biden himself who coughed up a hairball while campaigning for Governor Newsom?
Those were some mighty impressive appearances. I'm sure that, you know, they're going to be putting out the story in their Democrat stenographers with press passes that it was Biden and cackling Kamala who put Newsom over the top. But I think, looking back, the problem was when they were able to paint Larry Elder as a clone of Donald Trump, as absurd as it was. But that was what was promoted in the state-run media, especially the L.A. Times.
The unelected acting mayor, Kim Janey, used science to keep the freeloaders. The voters used political science to evict her.
Yeah. How did the mask mandate for all indoor public settings work out for acting mayor Kim Janey? She finished fourth last night. Fourth. We'll talk more about that. She ran one of the... I mean, I know she's not terribly bright. She'd never run outside of one district. Never gotten more than 3,800 votes in any election. But still, I mean, this was an election worthy of Marsha Coakley's mismanagement.
Hey, Billy Bulger, what is the result of the California election?
Do not recall.
Very good. He pulled that off the old CNN 2003 testimony to the House Governmental Oversight Committee.
Perhaps the Capitol Police thought Ashley Babbitt was a member of Al-Qaeda or an aid worker. Either way, they would consider it righteous to shoot first and cover up later.
Right. Wasn't it, I believe it was Milley who said that was a righteous strike on the U.S. aid worker. And now the reporters who are left in Kabul are tracking down his co-workers, or maybe they got out and they're in Germany or somewhere in the U.S. But they're all saying this guy was a great guy that was killed in the Predator drone strike, which Milley described as a righteous strike. 10 people dead, including 7 children. No members of ISIS-K or Al-Qaeda or Al-Shabazz or any of the other groups.
I can't believe how fast Fox News called Arizona for Newsom.
Good one. That amused me. Hey, Dan Bongino called them briefers, not paper shufflers. I call them paper shufflers. Briefers, that's what he called them. Because all they do is they brief the brass on what happened. I wonder who was briefing the brass on how they were covering up the whole scandal with Larry Nassar.
Oh, man, Howard. I see that there Norm MacDonald didn't come down for breakfast. You may be wondering, why did I laugh at that press correspondent's dinner all them years ago? Well, it's because when he made sport of Hillary, I knew I was laughing at a dead man. And to think, he managed to cast 10 ballots for Gavin on the way out. Who would?
Yeah, that was that famous White House correspondence there. That was 24 years ago. Arkansas, it happens much quicker than 24 years, Mr. President.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you wish to leave a message, dial 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line and leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear more Chump Line messages, we have a second version of the Chump Line with the messages we didn't use just now. It's called Chopped Chumps. We post it around 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time every evening. And you can find Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. 20 years after the attack on American citizens on our home soil, our embassy, which is our home soil in Afghanistan, is under Taliban control, while private groups like the NazareneFund.org continue their efforts to rescue those we left behind. Okay.
National Guard troops driving school buses. I thought we were supposed to keep them out of harm's way.
Does this mean the Massachusetts National Guard is not going to have to go down to Washington to defend the Capitol against the next insurrection, which, by the way, Roger Stone, I thought, accurately described it today as a setup job by the deep state. That's exactly what it is. They want another excuse to oh, this is the worst thing since the Civil War. Oh. Who's buying that? 844-500-4242. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. You know, sometimes the news is pretty depressing with all the news about the actions of General Milley and the invasion on the southern border and inflation out of control. And, the COVID panic porn, sometimes you just want to get away from it all. And that's where Raycon comes in. I've been listening to a lot of rock music lately, especially the Rolling Stones. Taylor just got a ton of Frank Sinatra albums today.
Yeah, on vinyl. So those won't be on the Raycons, but the Raycons deliver superior quality when I'm listening to the digital remasters of those albums.
That's what I was going to say. It gives you a lot of places to go. It suggests music.
Yeah, it doesn't tie me down to a phonograph.
Yeah, Raycon is the way to go, whether you like Frank Sinatra or the Rolling Stones or anything. If you like podcasts, whatever you want to do, Raycon makes it easy for you to listen. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen to whatever you want to listen to, and you won't be bothering anyone else. No one will even know you're listening because you don't have any of those lame wires coming out of your ears like with the other products. Raycons come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears, as I just pointed out. Raycons also have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to whatever you want, when you want, for a really, really long time. And the Rolling Stones and Frank Sinatra made an awful lot of albums over the years. They start at just half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out.
figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Medicare plans don't have to be so confusing. Get a free, no-obligation Medicare plan review. Call our friends at CBU Advantage at 800-267-6500. That number for a Medicare plan review, 800-267-6500. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which country is more powerful right now, the United States of America or China?
China.
79% say China.
Because China's generals are working for China, and the U.S. generals are working for China. How else can you interpret what's in the book and the fact that General Thoroughly Modern Milli Vanilli is not denying what's in the book? He was going to tip off the Chinese if the President of the United States ordered an attack on China, which wouldn't have happened in the beginning. 844-500-4242. Just to go back to the FBI and the hearing, the Senate hearing today on their latest gross mismanagement, the Larry Nassar, the perv doctor to the gymnast, to the female gymnast. And you asked the question, why did the FBI not do anything? Why did they look the other way? In one case, there was even video of it and they didn't do anything. Ali Raisman answered the question today.
I felt pressured by the FBI to consent to Nassar's plea deal. The agent diminished the significance of my abuse. It made me feel my criminal case wasn't worth pursuing. Special agent in charge of investigating Nassar met Steve Penny for beers to discuss job opportunities in the Olympic movement. Another FBI agent worked with Steve Penny to determine jurisdiction without interviewing the survivors. I've watched multiple high-ranking officials at USAG, USOPC, and FBI resign or retire without explanation of how they may have contributed to the problem.
The reason I wanted to play that is her reference to job opportunities. I was getting a real feeling of deja vu all through that testimony, not because I was molested, but just because I've seen the FBI do, and in some cases seen directly and in other cases read about. Do you remember the mysterious death of Marilyn Monroe back in 1962? She died of a drug overdose after she had affairs with President John F. Kennedy and his younger brother, Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy. And the night she died, she was making phone calls from her Brentwood condo, I guess you'd call it, or bungalow, whatever it was, to the White House. And there were a lot of rumors going around. People knew that. And they had wires, bugs installed in her apartment or her property. And they later rounded those up in 1968, but they were immediately after her death, they were looking for the phone records. And there were a lot of reporters in those days in L.A. that covered Hollywood, and all the New York papers had reporters out there covering Hollywood. And they had good sources in the phone company out in L.A. And so they made the usual calls. They said, we want to get Marilyn Monroe's phone records for the last night of her life. And they went there. And the people they usually dealt with who bought the records from, they said, oh, the FBI came in and the LAPD came in the morning on Sunday morning. She died on Saturday night and they grabbed all the records. So they couldn't find out. They couldn't prove that she had called the White House that night looking for Jack Kennedy, her old boyfriend. And the FBI agent who was in charge of that operation, within months, guess what? He had a new job. You know what it was? Director of Security for the National Football League. A much better job, a much better paying job. And he didn't have to worry about retiring at age 50. And do you know who the main reference he used when he applied to Commissioner Roselle for the job as Director of Security for the National Football League? Attorney General Robert Francis Kennedy. So, you know, again, history repeats itself. First is tragedy, then is farce. This, not that this was a farce, but those are the words of Karl Marx. And it's certainly true. You could see all this stuff with the FBI just keeps happening again and again and again. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So, Taylor, I'm guessing he didn't take any questions about Thoroughly Modern Millie. Is that correct?
That would be very correct.
So he just walked away? But there was a little bit of amusement. Not as much as the last few days, but as you know, he has problems with, among other things, names, geography, numbers, old stories, recollections. But today he had a problem with a name. Scott Morrison. That's the Jeopardy answer. And the question is, who is the prime minister or premier of Australia? I guess prime minister. So here's Joe Biden on talking about Australia. Cut one.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
That fella down under. Is his name Crocodile? Crocodile Dundee? Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Thanks very much, pal.
Pal. He's been using that word pal. Who did he call a pal yesterday? I heard him. He called somebody else a pal recently. I forget. My pal. Again, he's a fake street guy. Pal. Okay. Acronyms. Another thing he has problems with. Cut to.
Although Australia, the UK, and US partnership, AUKUS, it sounds strange and all these acronyms, but it's a good one.
It's a good one? Okay. Cut three.
And our brave fighting forces have stood shoulder to shoulder for literally more than 100 years. Through the trench fighting in World War I, the island hopping in World War II during the frigid winters in Korea, and the scorching heat of the Persian Gulf.
Notice he didn't mention Afghanistan. They were with us in Afghanistan as well. But we don't talk about Afghanistan. That's one of those proscribed words. How long is it going to be before, if you use the word Afghanistan in a tweet, you're going to be banned? Or if you mention Afghanistan on YouTube, you're going to be banned. That's why we're on Rumble now. But he's been saying World War for a long time. So, and then of course, he tries to read from the teleprompter and can't quite pull it off. Cut four.
Enduring and flourishing in the decades ahead.
When was the last time you heard anyone mispronounce ahead as of head? The answer is, I dare say, never. But Dementia Joe just did at his press availability. Do we have everybody yelling at him as he walks away? Do we have any of that? Or I guess you can use generic sound. It's like a laugh track on the old TV shows. It's always the same. Mr. President, what about Thoroughly Modern Millie? Et cetera.
That boy's just a walk away, Joe. Born to be a believer, tell you from the word go.
Walk away, Joe. You know, oftentimes nowadays, when you scratch a Democrat, you get a Nazi. And it's happened again here. A Democrat in the Alaska legislature has apologized for saying Nazi experimentation on prisoners produced results. Yeah, it did produce a lot of results, didn't it? But again, this is the party of the Ku Klux Klan, Jim Crow, the Civil War, the Confederate States of America, massive resistance, standing in the schoolhouse door, and Robert Byrd, the Klansman, the exalted Cyclops. Now we have, in that tradition, that fine tradition, we have State Rep Sarah Hannon, a Democrat from Juneau, made the comment Saturday when House Republicans were attempting to have a vote on whether the Nuremberg Code ethics principles for human experimentations written after the Nazi atrocities of World War II were discovered was still valid. And she said that she defended the experimentation, apparently, and said it had produced results. So this is what she said on social media the next day, the Democrat. Does she know Governor Northam from Virginia? I apologize for the words I used on the House floor yesterday. I did not mean to imply any support for Nazis nor their experimentation in any ways. My remarks were incorrect, insensitive, and hurtful. I'm sorry and will strive to do better. So there it is. The latest Democrat who's been outed as a fascist or a fascist sympathizer, at least. This was a great piece in the Federalist, I thought, by a woman named Ellie Reynolds. The same people who've spent the last decade telling you that healthcare is a human right now want to be able to deny it to you. This is so true. As if it wasn't enough to hound people without the COVID-19 shot out of their jobs, schools, and even effectively whole cities, pundits and even some doctors are now floating the idea of denying medical care to people based on their COVID-19 vaccination status. This is the Washington Post. Is it time to put all those who are endangering public health by refusing vaccines on notice that if they need care, they will go to the end of the line behind the patients who acted responsibly? That's the Washington Post. That's what you call a rhetorical question. Here's a think piece on NBC, MSDNBC, DNC, I guess. Taking vaccination status into account when deciding whether to treat a patient can be acceptable sometimes. Alaska Dr. Jason Valentine, I'm not going to assume he's a Biden voter, posted a photo of himself next to a sign bragging he would, quote, no longer see patients who were not vaccinated against COVID-19, unquote. I wonder if he felt the same way when Trump was pushing the vaccination. Dr. Linda Maricini of Miami took similar steps, informing her thousands of patients their patronage would be terminated if they failed to vaccinate against COVID-19 and blaming them for a, quote, lack of selflessness, unquote. Jimmy Kimmel, the reputed comedian who has lower ratings on network late night than Greg Gutfeld has on cable late night. He has mocked the unvaccinated and suggested that they be denied life-saving treatment. Quote, this is from Jimmy Kimmel, reputed comedian. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy. Wow. As the Federalist says, the push for healthcare as a human right is now revealed as the power grab it always was. These people couldn't care less if people without the COVID-19 injection die untreated. In fact, they routinely take pleasure in amplifying those Americans' deaths. The push to make denying medical care to vaccinated Americans a viable possibility is just as much about power. Threatening to deny health care to more than one-third of adults in the country is just one more way the panic porn industry is trying to tyrannize you. Resist it now before journalists' theoretical think pieces become hospital policy. So, 844-500-4242. An eerie warning from Hans Morgenthau. He was a consultant to governments, an advisor to JFK and LBJ before resigning due to disagreements over LBJ's Vietnam policy. He wrote a book called Truth and Power, Essays of a Decade, 1960 to 1970. And it really is amazing what he wrote. And he said that politics in America today, and he was writing 50 years ago, is a dangerous collusion between scientists, big tech, social media, oligarchs, and the federal government. And he said, in these cases, quote, only one, before that was, I was describing it, only one truth is acceptable, and those who dissent from the truth can be canceled, socially ostracized, or publicly condemned, denied employment, or worse. He wrote an essay in 1964, Modern Science and Political Power. Power, he wrote in 1964, has shifted from the people to the government. Within the government, power has shifted from democratically responsible officials to certain technological elites, military and scientific, which are not democratically responsible. This development, Morgenthau wrote in 1964, has drastically decreased voters' control over the affairs of government. And this situation, he warned, makes totalitarianism possible. Modern scientific and technological innovations, Morgenthau explained, quote, have given modern governments the tools with which to penetrate and overwhelm the sphere that tradition has reserved for the individual and his freedom, to condition his thoughts and control his actions without limitation. Our age has given modern governments the ability to make themselves total masters of the individual. This utilitarian orientation of science and technology towards the interests of the state, Morgenthau wrote, constitutes a radical break with tradition. And so the scientific and technological elites, he said, have become political actors. Such elites, Morgenthau wrote, become political and depend on their success as much upon political skills and outside political support of their proponents as upon their scientific soundness. In this case, think big tech. In Right to Dissent, which is also, it's another essay, Morgenthau warned that when a political elite believes it possesses a monopoly on truth, it will try to suppress dissent. Think the Russian collusion hoax. Labeling it as heresy or treason, the elites believe they have discovered the truth and have a right and duty to make it prevail. Make it prevail. 844-500-4242. We'll tweet this one out. An eerie warning from Hans Morgenthau. It's pretty weird. I tried to buy the book today on a used book site. It's the cheapest one I could find was $43. So I just decided to go with this.
Don't they know who you are?
I saw one on Amazon, a brand new copy for $999. I'm not kidding. $999. No, I don't think so. $43 was a little heavy for me. Anyway, but well, I'll tweet this out so you can read the whole thing. It is pretty amazing. The guy, Hans Morgenthau, must have been a pretty smart fella. We had a VIP yesterday and asked us about the Eden Pure thunderstorm. He said he'd been thinking about ordering the 3-pack for months. Yesterday, he finally ordered not one, but 2 3-packs. He plans to put them in his office and his home. This is the last week of the 3-pack special, so don't hesitate. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-haw! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Which book by Hans Morgenthau again? Truth and Power. Essays of a Decade, 1960 to 1970, Morgenthau. It's available, but it's pretty expensive. It looks like it was published by a small press. I think it was called Pall Mall Press. Outstanding. And their books are mild. Making a joke about an old cigarette ad. But anyway, it's available, but it costs a lot of money. We tweeted it out just now out of my account at Howie Carr Show. An eerie warning from Hans Morgenthau. By the way, people are tweeting in about these doctors that and comedians who don't want to take patients who are unvaccinated. I wonder how long it would take these Karen doctors to change their tune if all of their patients vaccinated or decided enough is enough and went elsewhere. Not long, I bet, says Limerick guy. My husband and I listen all the time. Just have to say, when I hear these hospital stories about not treating a person who's unvaccinated, I think of my daughter who worked at Beth Israel, BI, when they brought in the Boston Marathon bombers, and there was never a question they would be cared for. Thanks, Howie. Yeah, they cut Speed Bump open and tried to save him after his Muslim terrorist brother ran over him with the car. 774, what about treating the drug ODs, drunken car accidents? 603, how long until the VA stops taking unvaxxed vets asking for a friend? 917, is this the same Jimmy Kimmel who cried when his kid was sick? I wonder how many poor slobs didn't get a bed because the rich guy's kid was in the hospital bed. That's a good question. 508, my son's dentist sent an email that he will not be treating any unvaccinated patients for the time being. 617, these doctors must have taken the hypocritical oath as opposed to the Hippocratic oath. Get it?
That's, ha, 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 ha.
I like that. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I happen to be a doctor, and I do like that line of the hypocritical oath because in my practice, I see the people that come in that say they're sick regardless of anything. As they're in my office and say they're sick, we will take care of them, see them. It's not my job to determine whether they've been vaccinated, whether they have a certain political belief, whether they have a certain religion or creed or anything. My job is to help them with their illness.
Right.
And I have to prepare myself for those events and take care of myself with what we call universal precautions. That's how I was trained. There's still a lot of us out there, and these other doctors that are refusing are just a disgrace to our profession.
It's just virtue signaling, isn't it, Mike? Just to put up something like that, saying they're not going to treat unvaccinated patients?
I think part of it's virtue signaling, and I think the other part of it is laziness. We kept our office open throughout the entire time of the COVID epidemic. You know, if patients were uncomfortable coming in, we'd do telehealth. If they needed to come in and be seen, we saw them. You know, we just did what the DPH asked us to do and taking precautions. Everybody in our office did very well, you know, in regards to us getting sick. We did fine. And, you know, now I'm vaccinated. So what do I care what my patients
right.
are doing or coming in as regards COVID? I mean, my job is to render care to the sick. And if I'm not doing that, what good am I? And whoever thought when a pandemic came that the doctors would run and hide?
Wow. Well put, Mike. Thanks for calling. And thanks for going to work every day all through this. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi. Yeah. So, you know, and I can't believe a doctor would refuse to care for someone. But, you know, I was reading today that down in Florida where they have these ICU beds where they're 100% capacity. And they're talking about going to the point now where they're going to have to start triaging people out and deciding who they can save and who they can't save. And unfortunately, a lot of the people that are unvaccinated are the ones that are the sickest. So I'm just wondering if this is going to happen.
I'm just wondering, Ed, if those stories are totally 100% accurate. You know, some of these people who claim that they couldn't get treatment because the COVID beds were full, they some enterprising reporters went and actually asked the hospitals, and they said, well, we didn't let this guy in because he had a problem that we didn't have the facilities to treat. I'm Howie Carr.